So I'm TG, I'm going to talk about decentralized internet protocols for peer-to-peer collaboration. And I'd like to approach this from the notion of digital sovereignty and how it relates to all this. So digital sovereignty is about collective or personal autonomy and control over our technologies, infrastructure, data, algorithms, identities, and in the open source hardware and software world, we take care control over the actual technologies for the hardware and software itself, but we need to keep in mind that in order to keep studying and modifying these systems, we need to keep the complexity bounded, because otherwise, if it gets over complex, then we no longer understand or no longer can modify these systems easily. And these days, when we build layers upon layers, it's often hard to understand the whole technology stack and all the security implications and privacy implications of that. So, and in terms of infrastructure, there are different efforts to build autonomous servers and networks and collective hosting providers and so on. But this is not enough for personal data sovereignty, personal control over our own data. In order to do that, we need to give access to the data itself, to the users directly, because if we have offline access to all our data, then we also have sovereignty over the algorithms that process this data, and also we get a more resilient infrastructure where we do not depend anymore on a global interconnected network, but networks and systems keep working even in isolated autonomous environments. So we can have replication with opportunistic synchronization that allows collaboration. And the last thing is identities. If you also have autonomous self-sovereign identities, we do not depend on providers that issue our identities, but we can keep hosting our data in different points, but still keep the same identity and still keep control over where we host our data, and we still have access to all the data we work with. So in terms of bounding complexity, one interesting effort in this space is unikernels, which are specialized single address space machine images constructed by library operating systems. And one example is Mirage OS, which is a library operating system written in OCaml. This means that the whole stack is getting simplified. We no longer depend on an operating system kernel running user processes and so on the whole stack, but we can run a minimized stack unikernels directly running on a hypervisor and cutting all the complexities of operating systems like Unix or whatever you use. So this leads to reduced complexity and reduced attack surface, and also the resource footprint is much smaller. These systems need less memory and processor usage, which means that we can reach, in hosted environments, we can reach a much higher density hosting, and in user devices, we also need less processing power to run these applications. And Yeah, so the way these library operating systems work is that there's a minimal runtime, and then in the case of MirageOS, we only have OCaml libraries, which are composable, such that we can build a unikernel that, say, I want an HTTP server, then I link in the networking and the HTTP library and block device, block storage, so I can store the files. And if you want to build an application that doesn't need networking or block storage, then you just skip that part. So so composability is also an important way of reducing complexity and bound and building reusable systems that are not a huge monolith that you can, that you either take the whole thing or nothing, but we have small reusable libraries that other projects can reuse. For instance, if you're building network protocols, it's a good practice to build a separate library that just deals with the protocol logic, implements all that, and in a separate library, you add all the network I/O serialization and all that that might be specific to the way you use your application. So another project I'd like to point out is Ermin, which is a distributed database based on the principles of Git, which is implemented as an OCaml library, so we can also run this database as a unikernel. So it's based on the concept of mergeable persistent data structures. In a way that similar, the concept is very similar to Git, that we get history, branches, trees, but instead of source code and text files, we store data structures inside a store. And as an application developer, you would define the data types and the merge algorithms that can merge these data types. And if we design these merge functions in a way that that all the merges are conflict-free, then we get CRDTs, conflict-free replicated data types.